What's going on, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Folks, on this podcast, going to go straight on into it, recording here prior to the start of this NFC divisional game, the last game of the divisional round. Cowboys, 49ers are playing or getting started right now as I'm recording this. But folks, K-State Nation, men's basketball, we will touch on women's tennis that just wrapped up. A few hours ago, there were our first check-in of New Year of women's tennis. They're here coming in the beginning of the week, more than likely probably tomorrow. As long as 2 5Ks are in the books for yours truly, I'll get to that as well. But we got to start on men's basketball here. Postcast, kind of a special postcast here. Not going to dive on into it too much here because I did watch the game yesterday there. K-State took down Texas Tech 68-58 in this game, and after what was a subpar first half against Tech, trailing at halftime 33-28 after this three at the buzzer from midcourt from Pops Isaacs to end the first half, and then all of a sudden K-State out of the locker room played K-State basketball. And again, you got to give kudos to this coaching staff. Again, I don't care. I've lost count of how many times I've given Coach Tang and his assistants credit for having his guys ready to play in that second half. Look, first half was not good. Was not pretty. I don't care. Yes, Texas Tech, they're a good team. They mentioned that over and over. This league is tough, top to bottom. We've referenced that on this podcast over and over, right? But look at the record. And as many single-point losses that the Raiders had coming into this game. Look, they're 0-6 coming in this game, and me and Alex talked about it on the recent edition of Purple Project Podcast Weekly, episode 141, now out. Wherever you get your podcast, came out on Friday afternoon. It's out now wherever you get your podcast, K-State Nation, so make sure you checked it out. And I'm going to go ahead and throw this in and make sure our DMs are open. You have a question about any of the sports teams, or you want to get a comment in on the show, DM is open at Eddie_EG3. That was the other thing I want to correct as well. I've been saying 3G. It is not 3G. I apologize for that. It is Eddie_EG3. So again, want to get that out there as well. So you want to be a part of the show, want a question for me or my co-host Alex Ain, or for the both of us, definitely feel free to hit me up. And Alex has mentioned his Twitter on the weekly edition of the podcast, so you can make sure you hear that right there. But the biggest thing coming out of that second half performance is there. Keontae Johnson was shut down in the first half of that game. Comes back, makes his presence felt big time there in the second half. But we talked about a lot about Marquise Noel, resurgence here throughout the year. How about another turnaround here after non-con play by Ish Mashud? 12 points, I believe. I better check this real quick here. Yes, 12 points, 22 minutes. And you got to go back to Desi Stills, 24 off the bench against KU this week in that upset win. Oh, in overtime against KU early. More KU later, but yeah, Desi Stills only in this game. He only had 4 points in this game. But Ish Mashud, 12 points to lead that bench. You don't get that from him. Texas Tech might be pulling that upset off there. But Ish has been so clutch so far in the Big 12 play, conference play. He answered the bell. He is starting to really find footing. He is catching and shooting right away. There's no hesitation, nothing. He is going up there, catch and shoot. Boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm talking about? Do a little John Madden on basketball for you there as well. But Ish has been solid so far here. And this is why Case is where they're at right now. 17-2. And, oh yeah, have I mentioned we're sitting on top of the pick? I'm not trying to jinx anything. I'm telling you what it is. We're sitting on top of the Big 12 standings after KU gets blown out, blown to pieces, gets TCU in Allen Fieldhouse. This is what we talked about. This is the only way you're going to beat them. You're going to have to outshoot them. Because you get these close games, you know, I said it on the recent dailies recently that they have that Golden Horseshoe at Allen Fieldhouse. You know, they're going to get the calls their way and all this other BS. Well, all that, look, you're going to have to go out there and I'll shoot them. And that's what TCU did, put a spanking on the Jayhawks. Only two for the Jayhawks this week. TCU puts a number on them. They just creamed us at their place the weekend before. Not last weekend. So they manhandled us there before we took down KU in overtime early this week there. So, and then, of course, Iowa State on the road lose in Stillwater to Oklahoma State, which leaves K-State on top of the board for the first time. Probably, you got to go back, my senior year, or maybe before that. One of those two scenarios there. But anyways, there. More on this coming up on the midweek episode of the Daily Edition of the podcast. I don't want to get too deep on it right now. But just let everybody know, because we have Iowa State ahead coming up, and they're going to be ready to go. But the new rankings are going to be coming out here on Monday, so we'll see where K-State sits and the way that these chips are falling, these dominoes are falling here. K-State could be sitting in a good situation. But, however, saying that, you got to go on the road to a hostile environment in Ames on Tuesday night. It doesn't get any easier than that. But Tang is in his mentality, this 1-0 mentality, this 1-0, right? So you got to give credit where it's due there as well. If K-State doesn't come out and respond like they did in that second half of that game, then we could be talking about a whole different situation there as well. I said Keontae Johnson, 35 minutes of action yesterday. I was sitting here recording this podcast on Sunday early evening, 15 points. 3-7 shooting. He nailed his only three-pointer from downtown. Marquise Noel leading all scores, 23 points, 5 of 12 from the field, 4 of 11 from 3, 23, 8 rebounds, 5 assists dished out with him in this game. And K-State rallied back to shoot 42% from the field, 32% from 3, while holding Tech to 32% shooting from the field, 24% from downtown. So definitely defense locked up. Not that they already are, because that first half was definitely Tech style, making things really mucky there. And the Isaacs three from midcourt in the first half, that play was silent doom. I was about to say something again to that crowd, but the crowd came alive when K-State went on that run in the beginning of the second half, and the wheels were turning. The wheels were definitely turning for K-State in this basketball game here. And I want to go back here real quick. K-State outshot Tech in this ball game, 40-25 in the second half, after getting, of course, trailing at halftime there, 40-25. Look, I am Ames, Iowa. This is a different ball club here, which these teams were picked, we were picked last, dead-ass last, in a conference. Iowa State was preseason picked 8th. So you look at this now, this is pretty much for a battle for the top spot here in the conference come Tuesday night. Once again, another big Tuesday game. This time, K-State, Jerome Tang, Marquise Noel and company go on the road in another big-time, prime-time Tuesday night game in Ames. Iowa State was where now I gotta go back and look where they were this week. Iowa State was ranked one spot ahead of us, 12th in the top 25. Now it's all gonna reset when we look at the standings. This podcast's gonna come out right off the bat tonight. So when this podcast goes up, the rankings will change there as well. ESPNU will have the game at Hilton Coliseum. Oh, I'm not going to get on that right now. Why is this on the third label of ESPN channels? I don't understand that whatsoever. But whatever. This is going to be a spectacular sellout crowd, hostile environment. The last time we're up there, it was the Marquise Noel show up there last time we're up there, because we trailed the whole game, and then Marquise Noel showed up to play in the fourth quarter in an overtime there to pull out one of the bigger wins of the year last year for K-State. there and knocking all Iowa State off. So you know it's going to be a hostile crowd, sellout crowd right there in front of your face. Let's go up there and let's give it to them. Let's show them what we have. But here in this game, yesterday in Bramlage, K-State, 13th-ranked K-State, at the time, of course, beat Texas Tech last night by 10, 68-58. And now so we'll see where they'll be ranked. I'm pretty sure they might be bolstered in the top 10 here. And oh, by the way, speaking of 10 to win this postcast, right? 10-0. K-State is at home, undefeated. I know, Gabby Gregory wanted to be undefeated for her squad over on the women's side. Well, obviously, we know where that's at. More on the women coming up this week on the podcast as well. As they finally get off the snide there in their game. But the men, undefeated so far in Bramlage Coliseum. 10-0 in their 17-2 overall. And now 6-1 heading to another big week of basketball with Iowa State. And then, of course, I will be at the game next weekend when Florida comes calling in Bramlage. So, K-State will look to stay unbeaten there, which is part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. But right now, all eyes on Ames, the Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's the wrap it up on a postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats. Eddie Greer again. You're new to the show. You found the show, you're new, welcome on board to this podcast. You love what you're hearing. Make sure you go back to listen to our latest episode, episode 141 of the Pearl Project Podcast with my co-host Alex. And you can enjoy some of the other content that I posted as well throughout the Pearl Project Podcast feed. Cats win by 10. Iowa State, you're next.